that we're talking about the most important message in all the world. We're talking about the work of Jesus Christ. This is the heart of the gospel. How did Jesus accomplish our salvation? It was a work of obedience. And he was obedient to the law of God. Why did he have to obey the law? Because God is perfect. He's the judge of all men. And he has a high standard. It's not 65 or 75 or 85%. Some men are better than other men. But all fall short of the glory of God. If we went to the river where there was a cliff or a mountain on the river and we all stood on the mountain looking over the river, and we said, "Brother, you jump first." And our brother takes off. And he tries to jump all the way across the river. What happened? Here comes a stronger man. He runs faster. He jumps further. But what happens? All fall short. God puts all of us on the scales. Some men are better than other men. But all have a sinful nature. And all have broken God's law. God does not judge according to comparison. He doesn't say this. Well, this man beats his wife. This man doesn't beat his wife. So he can come to heaven. And he must go to hell. God doesn't judge by comparison. He judges by a perfect standard.
And
everyone has broken the law. So God sent His Son. And He was born under the law. We could not obey it, but He obeyed it for us. And He earned a perfect obedience, perfect righteousness. And He gives it as a gift. You can't work for it. You can't buy it. It is a gift. It's not our own goodness. It's Christ's goodness. It's not our own good works. It's Jesus' good works. It's not our own obedience. It's Jesus' obedience. He was our substitute. He was our representative. He came under the law. And He for us obeyed the law.
Mm-hmm. And if a man will repent and believe, God will give him Christ righteousness. So if you want to understand the gospel, you must understand Christ's relationship to the law. Christ's relationship to the law. And his life, he obeyed its commandments. In his death, he suffered or paid its penalty. Now listen carefully. Jesus' life and his death was in relationship to the law of God. The law says two things. You must obey perfectly. And if you do not obey, you must pay the penalty. We could not obey. We must pay the penalty. Christ came to the earth. He obeyed the law's commands perfectly. And he paid the penalty that the law required. In his life, he obeyed its commandments. In his death, he suffered its penalty. So let me ask you a question. Should we preach the law to non-Christians?
Sini.
What?
Kajibedi. Kajibi si gomo. The Kajim Hakonigitello. Kongi Kindi Tenigitello. Kajigitello.
The law reveals God's righteous standard.
Ah, Tenara Kachinki Tole, Kinchulu Gumidi, Matalu Temi Isome.
The law reveals man's sinful disobedience.
The Kachinki Tole, Matimi Dikini, Matiki Kinchuli Kachinki, Matiki Jamma, Temi Isome.
Cannot be saved by obeying the law.
Tenara Matimiti, so Kachin Sundi given Matasab Dinisu Ublo.
Now there's nothing wrong with the law.
The Tenara Nikachin Namazuwa Kanemindu.
It is perfect and righteous and good. Good. What's the problem? Man's the problem. He cannot obey the law. So if men do not know they are sick, they do not want the medicine. If men do not know they are sinners, they do not want the gospel. So we must preach both the love of God and the justice of God. We must preach the law of God and the gospel of God. The law shows us our sin. And the gospel saves us from our sin. And when Jesus came to the earth, in his life,
거기 밑에 달로
And in his death,
거기 고시에 싸우다로
He had a relationship to the law.
그때는 거기 틀람디데 같은다 되어 있었네.
In his life, he obeyed its commands. In his death, he suffered its penalty. Now let's look at several verses. Galatians chapter
3.
Galatians chapter 3.
Galatians 3.
Verse 10 and verse 13.
주 탐당 주수.
Yeah, read all the way to 13.
Okay.
Now notice several important things. Verse 10. You must obey the law perfectly and completely. If you don't obey the law, you're under a curse, you're under a penalty. Verse 11. No one can obey the law. We're not saved by obeying the law, we're saved by grace through faith. Verse 13. How can we be freed from the penalty of the law? Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. He paid the price and He freed us. Because in the Old Testament it said, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree. And when Christ was on the cross, the penalty for our sin. The wrath of God. Fell upon Jesus Christ. You remember what I said? It's like a cloud. And each time a person sins, the cloud gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And what is the cloud full of? The wrath of God. The justice of God. The holy anger of God.
Don't be tall.
And when Jesus died on the cross, there was a big, big cloud over his head. Not because of his sin, but it was your cloud. It was your sin. It was my cloud. It was my sin. It's the wrath we deserve. It's the penalty we could not pay. And when Christ died upon the cross, all the wrath that you and I deserve, fell upon the head of the Son of God. Not for his own sin, but for you and for me. Because God took our guilt and put it on Christ. You remember I said everyone has a legal record. And every time you sin, God marked it down. God said you must pay a penalty. God took your debt. Took my debt. And he nailed it to the cross. In the first century, when the Romans crucified a person, and after he went to see the judge, and the judge looked at the evidence, the judge says, "You are guilty."
And they would
write out a certificate of debt and explain his crimes, his crimes. And then when they crucified him, that's how the Romans crucified their criminals. They would take him outside of town. They would nail him to a cross. Right here, the bottom of the cross, they would take the criminal's certificate of debt. They would nail it to the cross. And everyone would come walking by. Oh, there's a man, that's a criminal, he's dying. What did he do? And they would read the certificate. Oh, he murdered someone. Oh, he's a robber. And the man was paying the penalty for his sin. Well, Paul says this in the book of Romans. Your certificate of debt was nailed to the cross. And when Jesus shed his own blood, it was pure, clean blood. Now there had been much, much blood that had been poured out on the earth through all the years. But all that blood was unclean, it was infected with sin. When the blood of Christ went down to the ground, the earth had never received that kind of blood before. That blood was clean.
It
had no sin. It was pure. And when Christ died on the cross, His blood came out of His hand, came out of His side, came out of His feet, and it came down over your certificate. And your certificate once looked like this. Sin. But when the blood of Christ came, He paid your debt. He suffered our penalty. He suffered God's wrath. We were under the law. He came under the law. We were under God's wrath. He bore God's wrath. And His blood cleansed us from all of our sin. Notice chapter 4. Verse 4. The fullness of time came, God sent forth His Son. He was born of a woman. He was born under the law. Why? That He might buy those that were under the law, that they might receive the adoption as son. And when Christ was on the cross,
He
had His own blood, and He paid the penalty for sin.
And
He delivered us from the wrath to come. And He freed us from the curse of the law. And the cloud is gone. We are not under the law. If we are a Christian, we are under grace. He has removed the law from over our head. It no longer condemns us. He paid the penalty. He took our penalty and He paid it with His own life. So when we talk about the work of Christ, it's a work of obedience. Obedience to what? To the law of God and His life and in His death. And when God justifies a man or forgives a man, He does two things. He frees him from the penalty of his sin. And He gives him Christ righteousness. All our good works are like filthy clothes. But when we believe in Christ, He takes those old clothes off of us. And He washes us with clean water. And He gives us new clothes. And He covers us with the righteousness of Christ.
And
we have a new position before God. We are forgiven sinners. We are purchased servants.
And
but there's one other thing we are. We're more than forgiven sinners. We're more than purchased servants. What are we? We are beloved children. We are loved children. And look at Galatians chapter 4 and verse 5. What does it say? He redeemed those that were under the law. And what is the result? That we would receive the adoption as son. God adopted us. We were children of the devil. We were children of wrath. We were like little orphans. God saw us and He loved us and He adopted us. Listen carefully. And when Christ died on the cross, He accomplished three main things. He bought us with His blood. He bought us with His blood. He satisfied God's wrath. And He joined us to Himself. Reconciliation, no word. He united us to Himself. He bought us with His blood. He paid the penalty, He satisfied God's wrath. And He brought us back to Himself. We were enemies of God. He removed the problem in the middle. And He joined us to Himself. We were under the wrath and justice of God. He paid the penalty and satisfied God's wrath. How did He satisfy? He received it all in full. When Jesus was praying in the garden of Gethsemane, what did He pray? Father, if it is possible, Remove this cup from me. What was the cup? It was not full of mercy. It was full of wrath. It was a cup of God's justice. But he was an obedient son. And he said, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. And when he was dying on the cross, God took his own son and opened his mouth. And he put the cup to his lips. Full of wrath. And he drank it. And he drank it. And he drank it. And he drank it. To the last drop. And then he said, it is finished. He drank your cup. He drank your cup. And he satisfied God's wrath by drinking the cup of God's wrath to the last drop. It was
empty.
And he shed his blood. He paid a price. And he bought us. That's what he did upon the cross. Now let's look at several verses to prove these truths. I don't want you to believe it because I'm telling you. I don't want you to believe it simply because I'm telling you. I want you to see it in your Bible. Because if you don't see it in your Bible, you won't believe it and you won't be able to clearly preach others. I go to some places and I try to teach preachers. And I teach them for about a week or so. And the whole week their Bible is just like this. And they just look at me. Listen carefully. Look at your Bible. This is not what I'm saying. This is what God says. And if you can't see it in your Bible, you cannot plainly teach others. So if I say this, give me three verses that talk about Christ buying his people with his own blood. You know three verses? Give me three verses that talk about Christ satisfying the justice of God. You are a preacher. You are to live in this book. The doctor studies his medical books. The lawyer studies his lawyer books. You got one book. And you are to live in this book. You are to know this book. Study this book. Love this book. Memorize this book. Memorize. A lot of preachers. They get up in the morning, read one verse, close their Bible. Let me ask you a question. You get up in the morning. You eat one little grain of rice. Next morning. After 1 week. What would happen? You'd be weak. Why? No food. A lot of preachers are like that. Listen carefully. Live in your Bible. Live in your Bible. Every day. Read it. Not one little piece of rice. The problem with most preachers, they don't know their Bible. And the only time they read their Bible is on Saturday night. They're looking for something to preach. Listen carefully. Are you a preacher? Do you believe God has called you? This book is your life. So when I ask you verses to explain each one of these things, can you do it? Alright, here's what I want you to do. I want to give you an assignment, some homework right now. You got 30 minutes. I want you to get out a piece of paper and a pencil. And I want you to find me three verses for each one of these truths. They talk about Jesus buying us with his own blood. They talk about Jesus satisfying God's wrath, paying the penalty. They talk about God reconciling us, or Jesus bringing us and uniting us to himself. You are preachers. This is your book. This is the gospel. You are to study the gospel. To live in this truth. So at 12 o'clock, we'll break. Take a rest. So I want you to get out a piece of paper. Everybody. Everybody. And I want you to find me three verses under each one. So that's at least nine verses. Any questions? And after lunch, we'll check your papers. And if you don't have at least 9 verses, you cannot come back this afternoon. So study hard. Any questions? All right, you got 30 minutes.
Ha koi ga kachilamo